So we come again to the Christmas story. And because we are looking through the eyes of Luke, we are looking at Christmas and the birth of the child through the eyes of the shepherds. Luke, the gospel writer, who is the most political, who likes food and angels and women. If you don't believe me, read the gospel. When I was at St. Paul's in Deptford, the church was in the crypt because there was a fire in the main church, and I only ever knew St. Paul's in Deptford in the crypt. And I experienced Christmas with the people from Crisis sitting around the crypt, and in the centre of all this stuff that was going on was the worship. And the worship was full of colour and smell and ritual. And in the darkness and poverty of that scene, the angels seemed to sing. And ever since that experience, whenever worship is boring, never, or lonely, I imagine that I am with the heavenly host. For it is to the shepherds that the angels come. There is not much that is muckier than a shepherd, or indeed a sheep. Sheep are dirty creatures with no sense of responsibility for hygiene. And I heard somebody say the other day, it's not my original phrase, it's somebody else's that I heard, and I was so taken by this, that Christmas is as common as muck. Common as muck. God coming to earth as common as muck. There is no pretension or standing on ceremony. God chose an animal's outhouse for a maternity ward and a feeding trough for a cradle. And he did it for us, you and me, all of us, and even those who are not here and those who do not believe in him at all. And surrounded by the beasts and their steamy breath and laying on hay, lit by moonlight and lamps, worshipped by lowly shepherds, God comes into our world, not in the palace, not in the temple, but in our mess and muddle. And his young mother Mary remembers the visit of the angel Gabriel. Seems a long time ago now, when she agreed to conceive and bear the Christ child. And why did God choose Mary? God chose Mary because he knew that she would bring Jesus up as an ordinary boy. That with Mary, there was no thought of preference or status in her response to the angel Gabriel. In fact, the only thing that Mary was worried about, that she was a bit confused because she had been told how babies were created. And she said, but I have never known a man. How can this be? Practical, innocent Mary nurses her baby, nurses God, thankfully resting from the ordeal of the journey to Bethlehem and the ordeal of childbirth. And Joseph, her husband, stands by her, a little bit dumbfounded by events, but believing in his wife's fidelity as she bears the Son of God. And Joseph looks on at his young wife in wonder and some perplexity, but loves her as she cuddles their child. The birth of the Christ child is all so marvelously ordinary. In fact, it's more than ordinary. It is poor and stripped of all but the essentials. But in this poverty and simplicity, the great angelic host fill the sky with the music of heaven. And God loves the ordinariness of our celebrations. He is with us through all the arguments that we're going to have, through all the struggles that we will have to put the dinner on the table, for the rush to get the last presents and send the cards. He will be with us when our children are asking for things we can't afford, when our spouses are disappointed with their presents, when the money runs out, and all the stuff that goes on at Christmas. But amongst all that stuff is the child who is God, common as muck, God sits at the center of our Christmas. Even when we do not acknowledge that he's there, God loves us so much that he came into our world quietly and poorly as a baby, even if we do not believe it. And that is the real message of Christmas. Amen. So may the joy of the angels, the eagerness of the shepherds, the perseverance of the wise men, the obedience of Joseph and Mary, and the peace of the Christ child be ours this Christmas. And the blessing of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among us all and those whom we love and remain with us always. Amen.